Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson. You are listening to Wild World on this magical network called Blog Talk Radio. As we say hello to our listeners around the world, New Zealand, Ireland, England, across North America, Canada, and even the small community of Monrovia, Indiana. Big hello to them. We also would like to thank tonight Billy Willard for helping us put our music together to be played on the show, because we've got an exciting show. And, of course, with his take on the Wild World News from the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana, the honorable, distinguished, and always reliable Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Why, good evening, Mr. Batson. We've got a pretty cool night here in Indianapolis.
Yes, we do. It's 65 degrees. It's been an unbelievable 4th of July holiday. We're going to be at the fair next week, and I hope this weather stays this way for the fair, because the kids with all the livestock and in the buildings and showing their cows and pigs.
And the corn dog.
You know what I like to do, Dr. Day? I like to get a big old sausage sandwich and walk through those livestock buildings. I mean, you talk about a good time. That's it right there. Hello?
Yeah, the aroma. I bet that's great.
You know, tonight, Dr. Day, not to change the subject so rudely, but I will, we have the Thunder Pigs with us.
That's right.
And, and they've got two albums out. And you know what I've said, you know, we had the British invasion of the 60s. Now we have the barnyard infestation of 2015 with them Thunder Pigs. So we're looking forward to that.
Yes,
we want to remind everyone that this part of Wild World is brought to you by ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com. Go to their website, ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com. Over 6 hours of video from a recent conference in New York featuring Steve Calls, Billy Willard, Melissa Hovey, Bob Gimlin, and myself. If you're a fan of shows like Not Finding Bigfoot or some of the things they've had on Discovery, it's there for $4.99 at ChautauquaLakeBigfoot.com. They make it possible for Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for July the 10th. Yes, this is my time of the year. This is my time of the month. You know, I got a little older yesterday.
Well, I was going to sing happy birthday to you, but I'm afraid we'd lose listeners.
Yeah, well, maybe the Thunder Pigs will sing it later.
Maybe we'll do that, yeah.
All right. Anyway, let's get started tonight with the Wild World News. There's a lot of news.
Oh, by the way, Dr. Day, how old will you be?
I was 60. Yeah, I'm just a kid compared to you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, but, birthday. Everything's great.
Oh, good.
Are you ready for a big story tonight?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
All right. Thunder Pigs, are you ready?
Already.
We are here.
All right. Well, researchers have uncovered the fossil of an extinct bird with a mouthful of tooth-like spikes and wings just smaller than a World War I fighting plane. Yes,
oh,
this bird at 20 to 24 feet from wingtip to wingtip. We're talking a bird now. Yeah, the new species has the largest wingspan of any known bird.
My gosh.
Yeah, the giant bird, which lived roughly 25 million years ago, might have scooped its prey from the ocean's surface, clamping down to any wiggling seafood with its teeth, which were actually pointy knobs of bone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. and how would you like to be picked up by that? Well, now, listen to this. The fossil was discovered at an airport in Charleston, South Carolina.
How appropriate.
How appropriate, that's right. And it was in 1983 as workers prepared to build a new terminal there.
Hmm. Well, that's boy,
yeah, we've
that's
got a couple
cool.
stories from South Carolina tonight. Now, the birds were not bigger than the biggest pterosaurus, you know, the flying reptiles that died out just before the bird species took wing.
Hmm. That's cool.
That is one big bird.
It is.
And I'm glad they're not around anymore.
You know, I was just thinking, Dr. Day, I wonder what Dave Davies of the Kinks would have said if he would have been the one that dug that up.
Well, you know, Larry, that's one hell of a bird. That'd be some barbecue wings, wouldn't it?
Totally.
All right, thanks, Dave. All right, now our next two stories take us to the West Coast. And what's on the menu tonight in San Diego? Well, it looks like pizza. Yeah, scientists at a massive school of anchovy migrating off San Diego County is the largest in 30 years. The Scripps Institution of Oceanography released a video to show the giant school of fish darkening the shallow waters near La Jolla.
Oh.
So head out to the beaches with your pizza dough.
Oh, be fresh.
Yeah. Now, the California man that was attacked by a shark earlier this week is doing fine.
Oh, good.
Yes, a 7-foot great white shark bit a man swimming off Southern California's Manhattan Beach on Saturday.
Now, I had heard that he... Go, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was bitten on the upper right side and suffered puncture wounds described as moderate injuries. Oh, yeah, I was bit by a shark, but it's moderate.
I was bit by a piranha once. Does that count?
Well, you've been bit by a lot of things, so, yeah.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I know, but anyway. Yeah. Since Jaws, though, Henry, I don't know. I realize it was not based entirely on the fact, but I still have
something about
wading around in that damn ocean.
Well, right. You know, this great white shark attack off California, they found out that the guy owned the shark money. It was a loan shark.
Yeah. You need to say I'm sorry right now to everyone.
I apologize for that one. All right. Well, let's get on with it. Now, if you live where bears are there, the U.S. conservation officials said black bear sightings have made it clear that the bears are increasing in number and expanding their range.
Cool.
So if you live in bear country, beware of the bear.
Yeah, that's great. We love bears.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You've got a couple of them there at your reserve.
Yes, we do. In fact, I was just talking to them just moments ago before we began our show. So, yeah, absolutely.
And what was on their minds?
When you bringing my darn dinner? That's exactly what was on their mind.
And you took care of that, I hope.
Yes.
They're not peeking in your windows right now.
No, hungry bears are not fun bears.
That's right. You got
remember
to keep
that.
Them fed.
Yes, that's true.
You got to keep them medicated.
All
did
right, I ever tell you a story one time, Dr. Day? I was in a shopping mall doing a show in Syracuse, New York, and we had a bear cub, and it was the only time I was ever had trouble finding the right words to say because the bear cub was sitting at my feet, and he reached up and bit me. Where no man wants to be bitten. And for about, I don't know, 2 minutes, I was not in good shape.
Were you crying?
There were tears, and also in all the housewives that were watching the program, because it was in the morning, I believe. They felt my pain, too. That's why we don't do shows in shopping malls anymore.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm sorry, Dr. Day. That was no
all future. Right, there's a lot of controversy over our next story. Trenton, New Jersey. Scientific research that involves blasting the ocean floor with sound waves can proceed despite concerns by the state, commercial fishermen, and environmentalists. The research done by scientists at Rutgers University to study sediments that have accumulated on the ocean floor during the sea level change over the last 60 million years.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be blasting the ocean shore, the ocean floor, with sound waves.
Don't they have better things to do?
Well, I would hope so. And as we know, with the Navy testing their radar and sonar and sound waves, too, it's affected a lot of the pods of dolphins and whales. That's why they believe there's been a lot of beachings here as of late. It's because of stuff just like this.
Yeah. That's too bad.
But we'll keep our listeners informed as this research goes on.
Oh, good.
Now, on Monday, they had the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain.
Mm.
Yeah, again.
What
now,
were the injuries?
Well, there were plenty of injuries. There always are. But now, you would think that after all these years, they'd just call this the running of the dumbasses.
Remember that, kids.
Yes.
That's so now, true, though.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Our good friend Bill Shirk, escape artist who's been on the program in the past and is a big sponsor of the show, he ran with the Bulls of Pamplona in a straitjacket. Now, that's very appropriate, I think.
Oh, yes. Everyone should have on a straitjacket.
Yeah, I think.
But, you know, we know Bill very well, and that's, you know, that's normal for Bill.
Yeah, that's pretty normal. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we've got some very old new news in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Experts have found a dinosaur fossil bed containing 200 specimens that could be the most important site in the state.
Mm.
Now, retired paleontologist Steve Robinson has found four or five new species just over the last year from this this fossil bed.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's what I wanted to do when I was a child, a paleontologist. But, of course, that didn't happen. I went to animals that are still here.
That's right.
But I was fascinated. I think, like a lot of kids, I was completely fascinated by dinosaurs. So, excuse me.
Yeah.
Were you fascinated by dinosaurs, or were you just fascinated?
No, I thought dinosaurs were pretty cool.
Well.
And growing up in Kansas, there were a lot of archaeological finds there, dinosaur bones and stuff, for some reason. The plains, I don't know. But, yeah, a lot of dinosaurs found out there.
Cool.
All right, now here's some good news from Branson, Missouri. Musician Kirby Van Birch has sent three tigers and two leopards into retirement after deciding to downsize his show on the Branson Strip.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Magician?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what? I don't really have a comment about that.
I think you do, but I don't think you're going to say anything.
The show's only 90 minutes, so I'm not going to. But
yeah, I know. But anyway, the good news is that three tigers and two leopards are no longer hiding in small boxes.
Oh, there. Yeah, you're right.
And well, you've got six tigers of your own that are retired.
I do, and but they're not hiding in small boxes. They're hiding, period.
No, and they educated a lot of young children over the years.
They have, absolutely. Yes, they tens of thousands.
All right, well, they're really mad in Missoula, Montana. Montana Trout Unlimited is offering a $10,000 reward for information on the individual suspected of illegally stocking non-native fish in their ponds.
In their private ponds?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what's going on there. I'm not sure if they're wasting their time or not.
Now, I can't see where they could really say anything if it's not connected by waterway to a public waters. I mean,
and
but
and
I guess they can.
As we know, wildlife will can transport fish or other living things from one pond to another. So,
well, that's true. And, you know, the snakehead is pretty much, it's kind of like the pythons in Florida. The snakehead fish, which has taken over many parts of the South, has created a big problem. So they're right. I shouldn't say anything.
Yeah, but we don't know. You know, we don't know if it was done by individuals or if it just happened.
Well, what
all
I
suggest
is you put your staff on it. We'll find out.
We shall. We'll try to report on that next week.
Thank
you. Now, expect the price of shrimp to go up. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission closed the shrimp season for 2014 for the first time in more than 30 years because shrimp populations dipped to the lowest recorded levels as of yet.
Well, you know, you always wonder that the ocean's got to give. I mean, you see these shows about crab fishermen, and you see them taking thousands and thousands of pounds out of the ocean. You're thinking, how long will that last? My Lord.
Yep.
But the ocean's a big place, I guess, you know. But I always
wonder
that.
Hope for the best there.
Yes, we do.
All right. Now, last week we reported on a cricket infestation in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, how's that coming along?
Oh, well, they're in Boise, Idaho now. Yeah, agriculture officials said the Mormon crickets are moving through the Oneida County in the southeastern Ohio and Idaho and causing damage to valuable farm crops.
Too bad. Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, that started in one of the Sin Cities, and it sounds like something from the Bible.
Yeah, it does.
And the Lord said, give me those or I'm going over there. And so they did, and they all followed. And
yeah.
All right, well, let's head off to Raleigh, North Carolina. The Wildlife Resources Commission would like anyone who spots a wild turkey through August 31st to enter it into an online database.
Mm.
Yeah, now we're not talking about your neighbors. We're just talking about if you spot a wild turkey. They would like you to call it in. They're doing a census on the wild turkeys, and they'd like to know better. Now, you know the best place for me to spot a wild turkey? At the liquor store.
Liquor store. I was
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my back door, we see them quite frequently. You know. But we see them at the liquor store, too. So.
That's because they know them. The tigers and the bears are in cages.
Yeah, well, they're not that smart. I've heard of the stories. I told you the story a long time ago. We were set up at an outdoor show, and a bunch of turkey hunters came by. We had a turkey there, and they got out their turkey calls trying to get the turkey to gobble back to them. And they tried for like 20 minutes, and I just kind of sat back and listened to it and watched it. And it was pretty entertaining. So finally I walked up to the edge of the pen. They were still standing there, and I just went, gobble, gobble, gobble. And that darn turkey wouldn't shut up. And those turkey hunters left disgusted. It was funny.
Well, that was a great turkey impression.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's exactly what I did.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
All right. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Now, if you were wondering why you didn't get your morning paper in Rock Springs, Wyoming on Tuesday morning, well, it appears a pigeon set off a chain reaction that cut off electrical power and kept the Rocket Miner from printing Tuesday's edition. Yes, a pigeon. Yes, and I have another crispy critter story. Local news.
Yeah.
Elkhart, Indiana. An Indiana Power spokesman said that a squirrel got into a substation there in Elkhart County and knocked out power to 4,200 customers.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Well, we lost our internet because of a woodchuck the other day, and it was gone for about a day and a half.
Yeah. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
Well, it chucked a lot, boy. Them service guys, they had a heck of a time finding out what the problem was. And they finally did.
Yeah. Well, there's always something, that, you know, pigeon, a squirrel. Oh, and they know why the squirrel went into the substation.
Why?
They think he was trying to warm his nuts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, it's time to play Who's Gotten Older This Last Week in the Music World. Are you ready?
No.
Thunder Pigs, are you ready?
We're ready.
We are ready.
Okay, let's see. Let's see who's going to win tonight. All right, we all know singer Bill Withers. How old is Bill Withers?
Go ahead, Pigs.
Oh, we'll throw out 72.
74.
Mm.
Whoa,
74. Almost
90% accurate.
What do we have, Dr. Day?
Well,
I said 70.
Everybody did not too bad. Bill Withers turned 76 this last week.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay, he's got to really lean on somebody, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed he was that old either. All right, how about singer John Waite?
Oh, he's 41.
38.
39. Yeah, 56.
Okay, Dr. Day.
All of our bids are in?
Yeah.
All right. John Waite turned 59 this last week.
He did? Oh,
yeah.
My God. I didn't think he was that
All right. Now, here's one that surprised me. How old is Huey Lewis?
Oh, 50.
65.
57.
That is news.
That is news.
Not about less. You're not going to believe it. Huey turned 64 this week.
Wow.
Off by one.
Yeah.
Good one.
All right. Band leader Doc Severinsen.
Oh, he's 99.
He's still alive.
127.
Okay.
You'll never believe it, but Doc turned 87 this week.
I believe it. I met him.
All right.
I know.
Go ahead.
I said I met him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Went out and we took the animals out to the Carson show.
Yeah, absolutely. Wasn't a
very nice
fellow.
I remember when he was just in black and white.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Richard Starkey, Ringo Starr. How do you think Ringo is?
Oh, I'm cheap. I saw it.
Yeah, my wife's going to kill me for not knowing. 75.
Ooh.
He was the oldest.
Yeah, he was the oldest.
Yeah, Ringo was. Well, Ringo turned 74 this week.
You know, and he don't look it either.
No, Ringo does look pretty good. He's holding out there.
He's playing down in Charleston this month in South Carolina.
I'll tell you, it's a fantastic
it's
show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's always good.
All right, now this one's going to age us. Singer Steve Lawrence.
Who cares?
I was saving that one for Courtney.
Edie Gourmet does.
Yeah, Edie does.
88.
Steve turned 79 this week.
Oh,
really?
Oh.
Well.
No.
All right, and singer Courtney Love turned 50 this week, but who the hell cares, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Our last celebrity tonight is Arlo Guthrie. Now, this one surprised me.
Oh, my. 56.
56, but his lungs are 80.
No,
he's got to be.
He's got to be in his 70s.
78.
Well, Arlo turned 67 this week, and he's pissed at you guys. Yeah,
how old?
67.
Well, he was popular when I was young. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know Woodstock will age you, will it?
I think he's hedging on those numbers.
All right, well, let's finish this up tonight. Let's get down so we can get these Thunder Pigs on.
Yeah.
The last thing I wanted to say is McCartney's back on tour. After 7 weeks of being in a hospital in Tokyo, he's doing fine. He's back on the road with the Out There tour.
Good.
And
he'll be there.
I think that's the Wild World News for July the 10th.
Well, once again, a great job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. Now HD, newly renovated. It's got this beautiful knotty pine paneling in the studio. I can't believe it. This looks fantastic. We want to remind everyone that this part of the program is brought to you by my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. Tells all about our wildlife rescue work that we do, also our wildlife education programs, and we have a beautiful Facebook page. If you wish to join it, we've got lots of animal facts and videos and pictures and the latest news from our animal family. It's simply Larry, the Animal Guy, and Friends. They make it possible for Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio.
Day.
we're talking about. There's those thunder pigs. There you go, Dr. Day.
Wow.
What about that?
Pretty cool.
Pretty damn cool, you betcha. Thunder pigs are with us tonight. We got Frank, we got Mike, we got Dave, we got Larry, all on the show tonight. Guys, good job.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That's one of my favorite songs from your new CD, how do you pronounce that?
Orsine.
Orsine.
What the hell is that?
That's having to do with pork, obviously.
Ask Larry. Explain that one there.
Larry, go ahead.
Okay, well, again, just a little tip of the hat to all the swine out there. So, poor scene has to do with pig stuff. So that's it. And of course, the big conspiracy is the music. And the fact that you just heard several guys who are collecting Social Security rock out.
No, some of us are still working.
Yes.
That's the amazing thing. Dr. Day, these guys had careers, then they played rock and roll. That's the smart way to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You get these stupid kids that say, I'm going to be a rocker. You know, chances are like one in a gazillion. And they've had very successful careers, and they decided to become the Thunder Pigs. You know what I call this? I call this mud music.
What kind of music?
Sorry.
Yeah, mud music. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So it's great to have you on the program, and I will tell you the reason, besides this wonderful CD, which I've had a chance to listen to for the last couple of weeks, and by the way, we have several signed copies here we're going to make available to listeners tonight, was this. I had never, ever, Dr. Day, received a letter that specifically requested that they really wanted to be on our show. And when they did that, I said, there is no way. We've got to have the Thunder Pigs on and just play the heck out of this music tonight, talk to them, and find out about this wonderful band that's out of South Carolina, as we could detect their accents. And they put out some very, very good rock and roll.
Yes, now we're used to this kind of music at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's where it came from.
Well, it did, because they were telling me their inspiration. Okay, Frank, who are your inspirations musically? You were mentioning it before we went on the air.
Well, I think number one, the Beatles, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, huge, Tom Petty, Neil Young, a lot of Neil Young. We
overdosed on the Rolling Stones, but so did everybody else.
Probably anybody who's 55 and older.
Yeah.
You can pick up on a little Deep Purple in it, too. In fact, we were fortunate enough to have them agree to let us use part of one of their tunes as an intro to one of ours, which was, from my point of view, a real honor.
That is. Now, which track? I've listened to the CD so much and not looked at the album. Which track was that?
That's Lazy / Hot Rod Lucy.
Okay. It's fantastic. I mean, the guitar licks are almost identical. Who'd you have to contact with Deep Purple to get that done?
Their publishing company.
We had to contact through a service and purchase the rights. It wasn't a free thing. It wasn't like they said, here, just do this, guys.
Oh, yeah, we love you guys.
It's all yours.
Larry, that's a wonderful compliment, Larry. We first started doing this song. It really, it was a completely different song, right? And we just started jamming on it. And Dave and Larry, they get this groove going, and it just, I think instantaneously, all of us thought, Lazy, Deep Purple. So I knew the song from a previous life. I knew the song pretty well. So it just sort of happened. We didn't actually set out to write it that way. It just happened.
Well, that's the best. I mean, that's how the greatest music has ever been created. You know, some of the top hits have been put together, boom, 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 with, you know, it just has to happen. I mean, and it's apparent with the Thunder Pigs, Porcine Conspiracy. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Wonderful.
God, it's unbelievable. My Lord. I can't believe it. We've got lots of tracks to play. We're going to talk to the guys a lot, but I want to play some of this music. I'm very I received the first CD and haven't had a chance to listen to it all that much, but this one song intrigued me. I think you might relate to this, Dr. Day. Dr. Day?
Yes.
It's called Loveless Pit Called Hell.
And we've all been
can
there.
Can you relate to this, Dr. Day?
We will see. Yes, we will.
It's a life.
I'm
Thunder Pigs. We've heard of the British invasion. This is the Barnyard Infestation right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take a short break. Lots more music. We'll be chatting with the pigs. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Babson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling. What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, do you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
It's bobcat heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Here's a hot topic about our wildlands and living with the natural role of fire.
Yard work is not just a matter of pride when you live in the wildland-urban interface. It's also about survival. Here are some FireWise tips that can help protect your home from wildland fire. Prune your trees 6 to 10 feet above the ground. Remove dead leaves and branches and dispose of them before fire season. Water your lawn regularly and store firewood away from the house. Be prepared for a fire emergency by having a plan for your family and pets. Learn more at our website and then sit back and enjoy. You worked for it.
This hot topic was made possible by the Teresa and H. John Hines III Foundation. Learn more about the natural role of fire, how to protect your community, and get the latest fire information. Visit the National Interagency Fire Center website at NIFC.gov. That's NIFC.gov.
We're Rascal Flatts. There's a place where ordinary people do extraordinary things every day. That place is called the American Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Larry Babson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Babson.
We're going to be back with the Thunder Pigs in just a few moments. We want to remind everyone that this part of the program is brought to you by McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado, right on the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. Well, it's next door to Rocky Mountain National Park. If you've never had the opportunity to head west and see the spectacular Rockies, you owe it to do it to yourself once in your lifetime because it's absolutely spiritual. Go to the website, McGregorMountainLodge.com. They have a variety of sizes of cabins and lodges with hot tubs, and you'll have wildlife at your back door, elk, bighorn sheep. It's absolutely spectacular. When my wife and I head west, that's where we stay, McGregorMountainLodge.com, in beautiful, scenic Estes Park, Colorado. Go to that website. I want to remind everyone that you can go through the archives of Wild World and check out some of our past shows. We've had some wonderful rock and rollers, including Rick Derringer, Tony K from Yes, Dave Davies from the Kinks, our good friend Al Jardine from the Beach Boys, Chris France from Talking Heads. It just goes on and on and on. Oh, and next week on the program, I just mentioned Ken Bogard from Vanilla Fudge, Cactus, and Beck Bogard and Apathy, as well as the Buffalo Zoo will be with us to talk about the new birth of an Indian rhinoceros, which has never happened in captivity for a long time. That'll be next week on Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Our guest tonight is the wonderful Thunder Pigs here on Blog Talk Radio.
There's too much plastic in the world. It's just like John Lennon said. You've got to be real. You've got to be real. You've got to be real to be yourself. It's a complicated world. It's hard to understand at all. You've got to find out. You've got to find out. You've got to find out what it's all about. Before it's too late. Before it's too late. Before it's too late to seal your fate. How do you look? Do you see it all? There's a mirror on the wall. You can find out. You can see you. You can see through what is really you. You can find out. You can find it. It can find you. There's too much plastic in the world. It's just like John Lennon said. You've got to be real. You've got to be real. You've got to be real to find your head.
Gift to me that came in a dream at 3 a.m. and it's just a weird thing where me and John Lennon were coming out of a recording studio, and he turned to me and said, yeah, and he says in this dream, you know, Frank, in that British accent, you've got to be real. There's too much plastic in this world. So I got up in the middle of the night, wrote it down on a pad, woke up the next morning, looked at this pad, and I said, what is this? And it finally occurred to me. And from there, the song evolved, and of course, the band really helped bring it out, and all those the tribute in there to George Harrison's guitar that you can hear Mike come in. That's one of my favorites, really.
It's a fantastic tune, and the musicianship on it is extraordinary, huh, Dr. Day?
Yeah, that's pretty Lennon reminiscent.
You know, we've had people on the show that's actually jammed with John Lennon. He had he had put together these recording studio sessions in a studio in Los Angeles where all these great musicians showed up. But the thing is that they weren't supposed to tell that these sessions were going on. They would go on all night. And musicians like Ronnie Wood, our friend Joe Vitale, it just went on and on and on. Several, I think Keith Richards was there. And John Lennon, how he would do it is he'd start playing an old standard rock and roll song and told him to play what you want, and we'd play it over and over and over till it happened, and we'd put it on tape. And the sessions were never released. Then we had our good friend Shelley Leibowitz, who actually knew him in his latter days, was up in the Dakota in New York, and he has several rare recordings of John Lennon playing in his living room. And I can't even imagine that. I mean, that's just great musician. And we've lost so many musicians, John, Jimmy, Jim Morrison, Janice, that would have given us so many great things if their lives didn't end so tragically. And it's too bad the way John's did, because it was that's probably one of the big downer parts of my life, I have to say, assassination of John Lennon.
Yeah, that was very traumatic for a lot of people.
Oh, it was. I mean, gosh, what a great man he was, and the music that they put out. And it's so great that you did that. I mean, that's fantastic. And I can hear the George Harrison guitar now that you mention it.
Well, this is Mike. Frank said when we did that song, you know, he wanted it to sound like, you know, this tribute to John and the Beatles. So that was intentional to make that sound.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, gosh, if we get more bands could sound. You know what I listened to today, guys? I listened to Meet the Beatles, the very first album. What a powerful album.
Oh.
I mean, my God, you listen to that? How was there any bands that sold any records when that period was happening? You know what I'm saying?
And they basically played it live in the studio.
They did.
It was basically live.
On a four-track machine. And I read somewhere that they wanted to make their vocals. They asked George Martin to make our vocals sound like Leslie Gore's. It's My Party. Remember her?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was just double track of the vocals that came up with that sound that he did on several songs. Oh, gosh. I still say that the Please Mr. Postman done by the Beatles pretty much rocks out anything done by any of the other bands that recorded it. I think the Vandellas recorded it and a couple other groups. But, man, the Beatles, I mean, we are so lucky to have grown up when we grew up.
Isn't
Can
it
you
true?
Imagine? I can't imagine living in a time there were not Beatles.
Yeah.
No. And what was so much fun was anticipation of when the next song would come out. Because we didn't have it. We depended on Dick Clark and American Bandstand. Or every once in a while your transistor radio would pick up a station in England that maybe was playing a song, a few weeks before the Americans would ever hear it. And that was just such an exciting time where you just show up at the record store and, oops, there's a new Beatle album. I didn't even realize it was coming out. Now with this social media and the way you can promote things, I mean, the Beatles were worth millions. They would have been worth billions if they started today as far as the promotion. It would be scary. In fact,
and, if I could add something. They were recording at one point 3 albums a year plus singles that didn't go on the albums.
That's right.
They were such prolific writers. It was an amazing thing.
And they that they basically, the butcher cover from yesterday and today was their statement to the record companies in America that would take their albums and make different, you know, essentially make more albums by adding those singles that they didn't do on their British releases, which is pretty cool for the fans. And I'll tell you what, there is nothing that sounds better than those old Beatles albums on a vinyl record for one of them old stereos. I mean, they explode.
So there's a new set coming out. The mono versions are coming out soon, right?
Yeah, they are. And we hope to have a representative from them come on the show and talk about some time or the other. But which would be very cool. I mean, my ultimate goal is to get George Martin on this show, and I don't take no for an answer very easily. Because, look, I got the Thunder Pigs. I'm telling you right now. We landed.
I can't believe you said those
pigs.
Two things in the same breath.
That's right. We'll personally go pick him up. We'll go get him and bring him to your show.
Oh, my Lord, wouldn't that be great?
But, yeah, maybe get the Ruddles on based on the foot pigs. I don't know.
Ah, heck with them Ruddles. We got the pigs on. I mean, what the heck? But anyway. So, you know, this show, Dr. Day, have talked about, you know, like the seven things of Kevin Bacon. What?
7 degrees, yeah.
Now, 7 degrees. We have done that with rock and roll now with our guests on that have known. Because we've had several guests on that knew them. We've had several guests on that knew the Rolling Stones and all the bands and all Led Zeppelin and all that.
Yep.
Or jammed with them, or Tim Bogert's going to be on next week, and Vanilla Fudge toured with the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and Noel Redding was not a very nice person. They had trouble getting him to do sound checks before shows, and so Tim Bogert, he from the Vanilla Fudge, he's a bass player, of course, and he'd go out and do the sound checks with Jimmy, and they said they didn't have to ask me twice. And I hear a lot of that influence in the guitar work on this album. I'll tell you that right now.
The Jimi Hendrix?
Yes.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
When Frank was telling you about his inspirations, you know, my earliest inspiration really was Jimi Hendrix and Robert Plant. So all that feedback, I just get into that big time.
Oh, we love feedback. What kind of amp do you use, Frank?
I've got a Fender DeVille. It's the primary one that I use, and a couple of other tube amps. Mike's got some classics that are. Mike's got some wonderful amps.
Well, for that feedback stuff, I've used the one that I like the most is an old Vox AC30.
Oh my!
And that's the one I use for one of the old British made amps. And then I've got a Fender Tremolux for more bluesy type of sound. It's also an old vintage amp. I'm into vintage gear.
You guys are having a good time, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing.
I mean, there's no pressure. There's no pressure.
Well,
we
put it on ourselves because
we've
got so many songs that we've created that we've yet to release that I feel that pressure to try to bring those out, but we want to get them right, and it takes a little time to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a song, You Only Bring Me Down. Tell me about it.
That's one of those lighthearted love songs.
Oh, God, Dr. Day loves those.
You know,
the
second song we heard tonight, the love song.
I guess Love in Hell, or Love was a bit called Hell.
It's a bad day every once in a while, so we write about them.
That's a great song.
Many of our songs are inspired by movies.
you know, it reminded me a little bit of Uriah Heep. It had a Uriah Heep sound to it. This is really cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We figured everybody had enough of those silly love songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
Yep.
Yeah, usually the bands put those out to pick up women, and I assume all you guys are married and stuff.
We're married. Some of us have been married. I'll let them speak to themselves.
Yeah, I think that was the level of spitball hell that we talked about. But,
whose voice is that? We want to identify it. All right.
Yeah,
only some
of us
Larry.
Have been married. But Larry has a very happily with a significant other right now, so...
Well, that's all we need is a significant... You know the ones you got to watch in the band are the bass players, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, we're quieter, you know.
Yeah, I know. They're scouting out the women as they play the show. They just lay back there. And ask Bill Wyman. He wrote a whole book about it.
Really?
Well,
yeah,
you know, they can just look on stage. Our, you know, ours is bigger, right? I mean, it's...
No, it's something about playing in the 60 hertz range.
Yeah, 60 hertz range, yep.
Yeah, they used to think the Rolling Stones, they thought it was Mick and Keith. No, it was Bill. He was the dog. He was the dog. I don't know how the conversation got this way. It's called You Only Bring Me Down. It's by the Thunder Pigs from South Carolina. Their website's thunderpigs.com. Folks, you need to go out and buy their CDs. This is hot band, I'm telling you. Right, Dr. Day?
Damn straight.
Damn straight, right. Here's You Only Bring Me Down.
I have moved on. We lose it. No one to blame. Give me a
Thunder Pigs, You Only Bring Me Down.
I have moved on. If only in my mind.
I picked the wrong.
I hear it twice.
You really like that one?
I did like it, but you know, sometimes I pick the wrong button. I can't do two things at once. That's obvious, but anyway. But that fantastic. So, who came up with the name? Now, I'm not going to ask you where the name come from because I think the name is very cool, and it does have a ring, and it is a name you wouldn't forget. What's the name of this band, Dr. Day?
Thunder Pigs.
See, I'm telling you right now, because he absolutely has no memory whatsoever. It's gone after
and you said it exactly right. That's the way it should be said.
But, yeah, I mean, whose idea was the name for the band? Was that a dream?
Who wants to tell that story, Larry or Frank?
I'll start because I like to say I bring in ideas to the band and then they just mutilate them. So that's how I got to the name. We have a board up in the Blue Hair Studio and we wrote down a bunch of names. And a friend of mine one day said, you know, my dog is nothing but a love pig. And I said, man, that is a great name. What if I use it? So I brought that into the band, and I said, hey.
The Love Pigs?
Yes. I said, what do you think about calling us the Love Pigs? And they looked at me and said, you are crazy. Yeah. And Larry and Dave.
We're not Love Pigs.
Yeah,
we're Thunder Pigs.
We're the Thunder Pigs.
Oh, that would have been. Oh, my God.
We just had to go in the opposite direction on that one. So
from love to thunder.
But you remembered it, and it got your attention, and that was the point.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, all the week people asked me who was going to be in the program. I said, the Thunder Pigs. Oh, wow. Have you heard of them before? Well, I'm not sure. I said, well, listen to the show. You'll hear the hell out of them.
Well, you know, I think what happens is, Larry on drums and Dave on bass consider themselves the Thunder, and I'm not sure what that means. Me and Mike are.
Well, they're the rhythm section.
Yeah.
And we know how important the rhythm section is. So I did ask Chasm Sultan. I said, "Did you ever play with a drummer that used too many cymbals?" He goes, "My, that's irritating." I said, what happened? He said, I grabbed his cymbals one time when he was about to hit it, and we got into a fight on stage. Yes, we did.
Well, any drummer will tell you there are never too many cymbals.
Yeah.
I know. But ask the guitar player. I used to say it during when we went to see concerts that the drum solo was a good time to go find a beverage. But,
that's why we do them.
I know. It's kind of like
buy the beverage, take a bathroom break. We'll be there when you come back.
Do you remember a band from the 60s, 10 years after?
Oh, yes.
Without
Absolutely.
They were really good. Well, the drummer's name was Rick Roberts, and he would play these rather drawn-out drum solos, which are fine. Well, they were booked at the Fillmore East by Bill Graham. And guess what their opening act was? Buddy Rich.
Oh, my God.
No.
And, of course, those boys from England had no idea who Buddy Rich was. So before the show, Bill Graham's back in the dressing room, and there was poor Rick playing on a drum pad, practicing for a solo, and Bill Graham said to him, he said, you ready for your big solo tonight? Man, I said, I'm getting ready. So how come Buddy Rich? And guess what? there was no drum solo.
No drum solo that night, huh?
None. at all. I mean, it was like they never heard it all. Oh gosh, the world.
He was served before the term "served" came up, huh?
He was. I love drummers, though, man. I tell you what, I love it. I played in bands for a little while, and we had some awesome drummers. And I loved it when they didn't rehearse. That was my favorite time. But we love the drummers, and we love the bass players, and we love Thunder.
Well,
I'm
the
in so much trouble tonight, Henry.
You know, my only problem with drummers is they don't use enough cowbell.
There's never enough cowbell. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's right. Yes, I do.
Oh, God. Here's more Thunder Pigs on Blog Talk Radio.
The same old song. I got news, buddy, you are wrong. I got important things to say. Wrote them down just the other day. If you care to look outside, you will see, to your surprise, you'll be smarter than the other guys, because you took the time to open your eyes. What a place we live in. I hope that God has closed his eyes to give us a chance to realize we've got a lot of work to do to make this place look brand new. We're killing trees and bumblebees, doing things to make the poles unfreeze. But hey,
I had the cash to invest in.
I'd change the world with the wave of my hand. We'd all be dancing in the promised land. We've got a lot of this place look brand new. We're poison in the air, we don't care, just want to drive that old Bel Air. But hey, hey, we're having a good time, doing it on the next guy's dime. I go green in a skinny minute.
I need more money to invest in it.
I change the world with the wave of my hand. We'd all be dancing in the promised land. Give me gas and make it cheap. Go and drill it way down deep, even in the Gulf of Mexico. I put it in my car, it makes me go. I like to drive it mighty fast, fill her up and step on the gas. I like to go there and back, get some more from old Iraq. I said, hey, hey, we're having a good time.
I need tax credits to invest in it.
I change the world with the wave of my hand. We'd all be dancing in the promised land.
I'm out of here.
Well, Dr. Day, did you hear that reference to the Three Stooges? My God.
Soul Brother there.
When I heard his voice playing. I can hear the influence of Larry, Curly, and Moe in many You guys are having a good time, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Oh, man, that's our version of social commentary there on that song.
Wow, it's just absolutely perfect. I mean, gosh almighty. It's just... I can't think of anything probably be more fun than go to a Thunder Pig show, huh, Dr. Day?
And you know what? It's hard to find professional kazoo players.
we're trying to bring the kazoo back. It's a much maligned instrument.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. It is.
We'll try to bring turtlenecks back, too, but we failed to.
You know, if you can't bring back the kazoo, man, the old comb with a little wax paper on it works fine.
I think you just made an impression on the next album there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you
right
now.
Frank's working on a kazoo that's crafted to look like a bee.
Look like a what?
He actually put wings on it. It looks like a bee.
This is a professional-grade kazoo that Frank has here. This is not your plastic one.
The most challenging thing about producing that song was finding a kazoo in the key of G.
God help you, didn't have to find G sharp. My Lord, such trouble it would have been. It would have been brutal. But gosh almighty, yeah, we have to come to a Thunder Pig show. Do you ever head up north? Probably don't leave.
As long as it's not cold.
Well, Indiana, you got 4 months, and then you're out of luck. So it's not a lot of wonderful.
We would
places.
Love to come north.
Yes, we would love to come and entertain you.
We might have to do that. You know, we might have to do a concert, Dr. Day. I was thinking of all these musicians we've had on this show that we could talk them. I don't think the word talk. I think the real word would be con them.
We've been bribed before, so yes.
We made our offer. We'll go around in the pigmobile and pick them up.
Yeah.
You have a pigmobile?
Of course. The brakes squeal, but other than that.
The brakes squeal. That's just too damn funny. Anyway, Dr. Day, I picked this one song out. We're running toward the end, but I've got to play at least part of this song. And it is so true. And please, Dr. Day, listen to every word. And it's called Dying Slowly from the Thunder Pigs. Air on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, there it goes.
Cold, it turned itself ice blue.
You took me high and then threw away the key. I'm dying slowly, I'm dying slowly. If I could only, if I could only raise my head to cry. If I could only, if I could only raise my head to die.
Send me an email to Larry@LarryTheAnimalGuy.com. We'll receive a CD signed by all four pigs, Frank, Mike, Dave, and Larry, of their new album and their inaugural album, and we'll get those right out to you. The first one, remember, to Larry@LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and you will get your copy of the new Thunder Pigs album. And they were so generous to donate several, so... we appreciate it. Guys, what a great group you've been, and what a wonderful show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
We've enjoyed it.
My pleasure.
And Dr. Day, it's always good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. And gentlemen, we love you. You guys just, you kick ass.
Thank you, Gordon.
That's
like,
the best.
He doesn't say that
to everybody.
Yeah. We appreciate it, yes.
Dr. Day, he doesn't liberally give out compliments like that, so I'll tell you that right now. And he's totally right. That we we enjoy the Thunder Pigs tremendously. It's been a wonderful show.
And they have to come back when they're big stars.
Yeah.
It's a must. They have to swear to it now. Swear to it.
We'll do it.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, we got them on tape.
Oh, well, I was going to make them come back when their next CD comes out.
I will do that, too.
Yeah. We'll do that.
It's a date.
Be happy to.
Absolutely. I want to tell everyone the next. Go ahead.
I was just saying it's been great fun. Thank you very much for having us on the show.
Oh, well, we're glad. We love our guests that have fun. We want to remind everyone that next week on the program, we'll be going to be talking to the Buffalo Zoo for a few moments about the birth of the new Indian rhinoceros, which is done artificially inseminated. Are those too many syllables for you, Dr. Day?
Too many, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. But Tim Bogert will also be along from Vanilla Fudge, Cactus, Beck Bogert, and Appleseed. We'll hear some great rock and roll stories. And what a wonderful show we had tonight with them Thunder Pigs. I'll tell you what, we're going to finish it off because the gal just told me 60 seconds. Dark and Blue. Thanks, guys. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Larry.
You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio.
When I said I need you, that was no lie. 'Cause I need to see you for the rest of my life.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Service.
Hey, thanks, guys. It was a great show.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
Thanks so much, Larry. Thanks. Great.
Well, fantastic.
Appreciate it, Larry. It was great
fun. You guys have a great week. And,
well, thanks.
We'll
you said really nice.
You too. We really appreciate it.
Well,
we appreciate it very much, too.
Yeah,
hey, if you come down to South Carolina and want to get back down there around Sandy Cooper and Moultrie,
yeah.
If you need any assistance, just call on us pigs.
I will, absolutely.
We know some people in the area.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, we've got all these songs already in our computer now, so I'll pop one on every once in a while. Hey, I want to play you a little something while you're here.
Okay.
We had you remember Buddy Ebsen?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Jed Clampett and all that.
Yeah.
His daughter's a singer, and she's been on the show a couple times, and she recorded If I Only Had a Brain. Because he was up for the Be the Scarecrow.
That's right, he was.
Yeah, he couldn't dance as well as Ray Bolger. So they tried to put him in as a Tin Man, so they nearly killed him with that silver makeup. But let me just play I know, really. But this is just the dab. This gal's voice, it's extraordinary.
Hmm.
If it'll play.
We'd love to hear that. Oh, something
oh, wait
you
a minute,
need
I got
to
turn it up.
Smooth jazz version of the song, almost.
Well, that's what her dad always wanted her to do when she was younger, but she was into Pat Benatar and that sort of thing. So she put out an album with songs that either he had written or songs that he would have suggested that she do, and it's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's very cool. We're very lucky. We have had great guests on, and you guys included. It was a fantastic
show.
We're
happy to join your fold.
Well, we're glad to have you as a part of it. And when you got some new material coming out and stuff, anything you want to promote, we're the people. We'll do her. No problem.
Cool. Thanks an awful lot.
You bet.
I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you that our song Every Time is getting its play on KROQ this week with Rodney on the Rock in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So,
we played that tonight.
So we
did, didn't we?
Yeah, see, no, we didn't.
Yeah,
we
didn't.
I didn't play that one. Didn't play
we
that
didn't?
One, but no.
I want to see some asses wiggling. I need some perfection.
I am so mad. You know what it sounds like? Now, please take this seriously. Do you remember the group? And that thing you do?
Yes.
Yep.
It sounds like if you put the Wonders with Neil Young.
Every time I think I'm gonna lose your love.
Damn, I'm so sorry I missed it. I screwed up.
Oh,
I wanted to play that.
Oh, that's okay. That's one song that Frank brought us where we said we're going to turn this into a dance song that people cannot stop dancing with, and I think we succeeded on that one.
You did, yeah. I enjoyed that track. Damn, I'm now mad. I was going to play that.
Oh, don't worry.
But anyway.
You played the shameless ripoff of Morris Day and the Time from Purple Rain in the beginning of it.
Extremely shamelessly.
Oh, I love that. Hey, have you guys heard of the band called Here Come the Mummies? Have you heard of Here Come the Mummies?
No, huh?
Look them up. I'm telling you, look them up. Fan-freaking-tastic. They won't do interviews because they try to keep their makeup and they keep their characters unknown. Supposedly, there's several Grammy artists or winning artists in the band.
Oh.
It's a funk band, and they're amazing. They're just flat amazing.
Okay.
God, I'm mad I didn't play
it
every time. Son of a bitch. Well, anyway.
Hey, they're also playing that in Sanford, North Carolina on Johnny Miller's Beach and Oldie Show, WFJA.
They should.
That's,
absolutely.
That's funny. That's a really small town, so I thought I'd throw that
in. So we're coast to coast.
Yes,
coast to coast.
No. You're around the world tonight.
All right.
We're worldwide, so I've got listeners in New Zealand, Australia, Ireland, England. I didn't lie about that. They're there. So
we
hit a worldwide.
Mike's working on a project trying to get it on the Martian lander for the next Martian trip. But what they don't know Mike's doing is we're sending our music out there to the Martians because we know they're there.
That's secret. Only the NSA knows about that.
You know, when you got aliens liking your music, you've done something.
That's right.
Oh, God.
And you know what's pitiful is I didn't end this episode, so all this will be on the after the show that people can still listen to. I forgot to do that, but anyway. Well, hey, have a good weekend, guys.
You too.
Okay,
you too. Thanks again, Larry.
All right.
We appreciate it so much.
All right.
Go on.